Back to old school on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman posed the question to the man of the hour about Kevin Durant, Jimmy Butler, just because of the rash of trades. You know, Austin, I saw Middleton. Man, I need a new hat, Austin. I'm looking busted right now.
I think you're pulling it off, Jay.
Hey, man, I'm not, man. I was going to tell you, man, my back hurts, feet hurt. I just broke down. I mean, that's cool. I just admit it. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, Middleton gets jettisoned to the Wizards. He ain't going to play there, right? There's no way, right? Can he do a buyout?
I don't know. But he has a player option. Right. I don't know. I get why Washington would take him. I mean, that's a veteran presence who is really good for Milwaukee. I think he could be good for that young core. But holy cow, Milwaukee, what a slap in the face to one of your, you know, at least 10 most influential players in franchise history, right? I mean, so many other places look to at least try to do right by their guy who wasn't exactly the problem, wasn't maybe peak Chris Middleton. But to send him from a team that's, you know, contending for home court advantage in the first round in the East to the Washington Wizards, and he's meant that much to your franchise over the last, you know, 10, 12 years? Hey,
Giannis better be going up in there and being mad, man. I'm telling you. And you know what? You know what did him in? He had two ankle surgeries this offseason. I know exactly what you're about to go through. Anyways, Austin, I asked you, scale of 1 to 10, how likely is it that Jimmy Butler's going to be in what is it, the land of the rising sun? Mm-hmm. And then Kevin Durant's going to the Miami Heat.
The NBA is just such a star-driven league, which I don't know if Jimmy Butler qualifies as that anymore. Certainly a star personality for the league. I mean, he's getting star-level drama. Is he worth all this hubbub at this point as a player? Probably not. But Phoenix seems to think that he's a missing piece. Jimmy really wants to go to Phoenix. And when you raise enough of a stink in the NBA, if you're, you know, a good enough player, meet the bare minimums of a star, you tend to get your way. So from that aspect of things, it's a 7. It's just a matter of time. We'll see if it gets done in the next 20 hours or whatever. Just saw this from Twitter.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here, it sounds like, I mean, obviously Kevin Durant has stated his preference is to remain with Phoenix. But at this point, I would too. Luka Doncic should be probably more untradeable than Kevin Durant at this stage in their careers. Both guys are balling. So if Luka got traded, hey, sorry, Kevin, you forced your way out of town with a lot of trades and signings, so this one might not be your choice, but you've done it before, so get used to it. He would obviously like Kevin Durant, who's still kind of an apex predator in the NBA, but some of the holdups for the deal is that the Suns being over the second luxury tax apron is really holding things back there, because that means Miami can't just pair Jimmy Butler with prospects, because the Suns can't take back more salary than they're giving out because they're over the second apron, and the Suns can't send out more than one player making the minimum to help facilitate this deal. So there are plenty of logistics to work out with that. So I would say I am a 2 out of 7 confident this gets done tonight. I'm a 3.5 to 4.5 confidence out of 7 that this gets done by, you know, lunchtime tomorrow. But I'm 6.5, 7 confident that it gets done eventually, just because of that's how the NBA works in this modern era.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. We're up against the clock, so we're going to turn it over. Next, we have Lighthouse, the Lighthouse Hour with Bill Michener. He always brings a lot of light and good news about the Lighthouse, which, I feel very closely with. He does a really good job. Bill's a good dude and also has really, really good sports takes. So that's old school for you. The broke down division, broke down edition. So Jay Foreman, yes, I hear you, Dave from Renew. My wallet is about to hurt. But anyways, we're going to turn it over to Bill Michener and the Lighthouse crew. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. We'll holler at you tomorrow.